and what you do at outside the frame of the image. So you do one of these things, you extend the input image with zero outside. But that is not true, because if I were to take a picture here of you and I cut the frame like this and assume everything else outside is zero, it is not a true representation, because we have some other things in this scene. And bringing zero values into the mean process or mean computation would not be correct. So then you can say, do not process the pixels at the edges, or replace edge pixels with the average of the available neighbors within the data that you have. So that is a possibility. So what I said about this object comes now. I'm sorry for jumping there. The mean filter can suppress Gaussian distributed and uniformly distributed noise effectively in relatively homogeneous areas of an image. So if you have an image of an object like this, and this is fairly homogeneous, then when you process pixels within this object and average them, and if there is noise present, the noise is effectively suppressed, and you get a clean surface for this object. And if the background is different and you filter the background by taking the average of a number of pixels, such as 3x3, in the background only, then that is fine. But the operation leads to blurring at the edges of the objects in the image when the mask, that is a 3x3 mask or a 5x5 mask, sits at the edge of an object. And then the mask will have some pixels from an object, some pixels from the background, and hence the edge will be blurred. The blurring of edges like this may be minimized by not applying the mean filter if the difference between the pixel being processed and the mean of its neighbors is greater than some threshold. So if you can detect the edge somehow and say, well, I have a mask and I'm sitting here. If the difference between the pixel being processed and the mean of the neighbors is greater than some difference, then you could say, well, I'm at a place where there is a rapid change. The average of the neighbors is very much different from the value that I have, but that cannot guarantee that you are on an edge. It could simply be a noise pixel that is an outlier. So there is no guarantee that this will prevent blurring or that you are at an edge, but you could minimize the effect by applying this condition and saying, if this condition is the case, do not filter it, just leave the original value. But then if there are isolated pixels of noise that are different from the background beyond this threshold, then those pixels will not be processed. And by putting a condition like this, you are making the filter nonlinear, whereas the mean filter on its own is a linear filter. You could also compute the median, which is another statistical measure, using the samples within the processing window. The median of a collection of samples is the value that splits the population in half. So if you have 9 pixels in the 3x3 neighborhood, the median is the value for which you have 4 pixels less than the mean and 4 pixels greater than, I'm sorry, not the mean, the median, 4 pixels less than the median and 4 pixels greater than the median. But in a small population, you may not be able to get such a value. And the most common procedure to obtain the median is to rank order the pixels in the neighborhood with an odd number of pixels, such as 3x3, 5x5. The total number of pixels is odd. And then the pixel value at the middle of the list is selected as the median. There could be repeated occurrences of values within the small neighborhood, but the one that is in the middle of the list is selected as the median. The median filter is a nonlinear filter due to the way the output is computed. The median filter in general provides for better noise removal than the mean without blurring. The median filter tends not to blur across an edge because you're not mixing pixels and averaging them. Instead, you're selecting one value within that population. It works very well when the noise has a long-tailed probability density function resulting in outliers. And in the case of salt and pepper noise, where you have isolated very bright values or very dark values, in which case the median of the neighborhood around that pixel will be different and will be one of the values in the background or not the noise value. And the noise value does not enter into the averaging process as in the case of the mean value. They're not mixed together by adding and dividing by the number of pixels. You select one of the values in the neighborhood. However, the median filter could create other artifacts, such as clipping of corners and distortion of the shape of sharp-edged objects. So if you have sharp edges, the median could remove some pixels, especially in the corners. And if you use the median filter with a very large neighborhood, then very small objects, objects that are much smaller than the number of pixels within the mask that you are using, within the neighborhood you are using to compute the median, such small objects could be completely removed. I'll show some examples. And for median filtering, it is quite common to use non-square neighborhoods to limit the clipping of corners and distortion of shape, such as the four connected and the cross neighbors are used, cross neighborhoods like this are used to compute the median to remove the effect of clipping corners. But it depends upon the shape of the objects you expect to encounter. So here is an illustration of the mean and median filter in 1D. Some of the effects can be seen better in 1D than in 2D. So here is a rectangular pulse, which is assumed to be the original signal. Here I have added some impulsive noise. If you take an average using three samples, then if you take the mean of three samples around this value will be 0 plus 100 plus 0 divided by 3, and that will give you 33 point something. So this impulsive noise spike is suppressed, but there are neighboring values that are there in between, and you get this effect where the noise is not completely removed. In the case of these other spikes, you get these bumps. So the mean filter cannot effectively remove isolated spikes of this type, whereas the median can completely remove these spikes because you are selecting a value in that sequence that cuts the distribution in half. So the median with a sliding window of width 3 has removed this spike noise. But if it is random noise, in this case I used uniformly distributed random noise, and I have this pulse, and the noise, I added a secondary pulse in the original, and noise is here. The mean will give this where there is smoothing of the edge, blurring of this edge, and this pulse is preserved, although with a modified value, but the median has removed this pulse and has removed the noise to some extent, but not much. The important advantage is the median does not blur the edge of this object. I did not show it in the previous case. The edge here of the object is maintained sharp by the median, but the mean filter blurs that edge, and also the trailing edge. So here is an example of mean and median filtering, an image with different types of noise. We'll take a break in a couple of minutes. So here is the test image, and noise added here. And let me check. C is 3x3 mean. This is median. So I use the 3x3 mean filter here and the 5x5 mean filter here. So 3x3 mean, 5x5 mean, and on the right-hand side, 3x3 median and 5x5 median. So with median filtering, there is effective filtering of the noise without blurring of edges that you see here, and especially the mean width 5f5. As I increase the size of the window, let me zoom this. The original image is quite sharp. This is the noisy version. On the left, you have 3x3 mean filter. The edges are blurred. Here, we have the median using the same 3x3 neighborhood. The noise is suppressed to some extent compared with the noise there and here. But note here that the corners have been clipped by the median. So if you pay close attention to the corners of the square object, these pixels have been removed by the median filter. And the small triangles that you see here have been blurred by the mean filter, but the median has distorted the shape significantly. So the median filter can remove noise well and preserve the edges of objects, but could lead to distortion and sacrifice of some shape detail, especially of small objects. And as you increase the size of the median, another thing happens. Here we have a 5x5 mean. It's very smooth, but extremely blurred. This is useless. But you can see that noise has been reduced and you have a nice smooth image. If what you want is a smooth image, this is good, but edges have been blurred significantly. The median, the edges of the original objects have been maintained and noise has been suppressed. But again, the corners have been clipped. And the small triangles we had there now have been completely removed because a 5x5 window is much bigger than that little triangle. And when you put the 5x5 window on that small triangle with perhaps, in a 5x5 window, you have 25 pixels. And if this object has, let's say, 10 pixels, then in out of 25 pixels, the object has 10 pixels. The remaining 15 pixels are the background. So when you take the median, you will get a pixel from the background and not the object, and the entire object is removed. So that is one potential source of error or artifact caused by the filter, that while removing noise, small objects are removed and corners are clipped and the shape is distorted. Or there is blurring of the edges. There are a few more examples with Poisson noise. The observation is similar, that here also we have removal of the noise by the median filter, but there could be loss of small objects or clipping of corners. The mean filter is working reasonably well here too. In the case of speckle noise, you have this result. The mean filter is not effective here. In the case of salt and pepper, the mean filter is not effective. Salt and pepper noise will be averaged by the mean filter and will lead to patches in the image like this, whereas the median filter can effectively remove salt and pepper noise without blurring and without leaving patches in the image. So the mean filter is not applicable to signal-dependent noise and salt and pepper noise. The median filter does a good job of removing salt and pepper noise. And there is another example here with a higher density of salt and pepper noise, and the median has removed it very well. But the median has also removed the small objects. So there is a price to pay in each case. There are several more examples that we will see later on. Here is an example of the histogram. The histogram could give you an indication of the type of noise present. And here are some examples with the peppers image, but I'll just skip that. So we'll stop here. It's getting close to 5 o'clock. Let's take a 10-minute break.